This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa is still slightly dry, but rains have been helpful. We'll have more from the Iowa Climatology Bureau right after this.
Drasco Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Drasco Flats. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Ready for some summer nights, so come on.
Drasco Flats, live.
The beginning of May was quite dry compared to years past, but the last third of the month brought enough rain to make it wetter than average overall. The timing couldn't have been much better either, as many farmers were able to get their crops in the ground before the rain soaked in. So the soil moisture profiles have experienced a bit of a rebound.
So you look across the state through May, the first half of May, very dry, about 20% of normal precipitation across the state, with May being the second wettest month climatologically for much of Iowa. So you think of the last 7 to 10 days, we've seen widespread and beneficial rainfalls. In fact, you look at the NAS reporting period for crop progress, about an inch above average across the state. So we saw totals across central, south central, and stretching over into eastern Iowa on the order of 3, 4, 5 inches. So 2 to 3, 4 inches above average for this time of year in a 7-day span.
Even with all of that rain, most of Iowa is still experiencing abnormal dryness. However, Glisson said this is still much better than what we have seen in recent years.
Yep, so you look across the state, about 10% coverage of that D1 moderate drought category, and this has bumped up slightly since last week, particularly southwestern Iowa, where we've seen longer-term precipitation deficits on the order of 4 to 6 months, and we're seeing an impact in terms of stream flows, but also soil moisture, as well as some localized water problems over in Avoca. So widespread, you look across the state, about 47% D0, abnormally dry category, not drought, but more reflective of short-term dryness.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.